A massive polio vaccine campaign launched this week in the Philippines, with people going door-to-door giving kids droplets of an oral vaccine. Crying, the universal reaction of kids everywhere forced to swallow medicine. After being polio-free for nearly two decades, the disease has returned to the Philippines. Two cases were identified last month. Polio can cause paralysis. There is no cure. So now the Philippines is trying to vaccinate more than a million children under the age of five. Heidi Larson has been directly involved with the global campaign to eradicate polio. She heads the Vaccine Confidence Project at the London School of Tropical Medicine. She says the Philippines is experiencing something called vaccine-derived polio.
It doesn't mean that when you take the vaccine, you immediately get it, but it's a live virus, which sounds a bit complicated, but it's very little of it, so it doesn't make you sick, but it goes right through you into the environment. And if there's no protection in the environment, that live virus can travel to somebody else. And the cases that came up in the Philippines actually came from that process because they didn't have that protective cover that the vaccine allows when everybody gets it.
So let me get this straight, Heidi. You're saying, for example, a Filipino kid got vaccinated with this live polio vaccine and then, I don't know, urinated, and that goes into the water stream and then other people drink that?
Yes, it's not through urination. It's through bowel, and it gets into the water and starts to circulate. And we've seen that happen in a few places. And part of the reason it's happening is because we've eliminated the wild virus from most of the world. So when it does circulate, it becomes much more potent.
So you're basically saying the virus from the vaccine caused this resurgence in the Philippines?
Yes.
In addition, there were low vaccine rates and mistrust to begin with. How did that start?
Well, in 2017, the country, which has a very big burden, as they call it, of dengue virus, which is a really bad fever, and people call it bone-breaking disease. It's very painful. It can kill children. And
it's transmitted by a mosquito?
Yes, it's like malaria, but it's interestingly transmitted at a different time of day than malaria. So because Brazil and the Philippines had some of the worst dengue in the world, when there was a new vaccine available that could prevent it, those were the two countries that really started to introduce it. But a year later, the manufacturer who makes the vaccine sent out an announcement and said, "We've just learned that there is a small risk that this vaccine can create more severe dengue if you've never been exposed to dengue before." So that created a panic in the population.
And that was not a rumor. That is, in fact, true. Is that right?
That was true. And that's another challenge with building vaccine confidence, is that there are risks for vaccines. I mean, there's risks in just about any medicine you take. But this was a real risk. And there are ways to manage it. You just need to make sure that the people who get the vaccine have had some kind of exposure. And that can just mean living in an area that has a lot of dengue. But they did stop the vaccination campaign. And it really scared the public.
So now the government of the Philippines has this big vaccine drive going on. This week it started. How's that going? Do you see any problems?
So far it's going well. And there's been a big investment in trust building, and we've gone back and resurveyed in the population. What are you thinking about vaccines? Do you think they're safe? Do you think they're effective? Do you think they're important? And actually, the confidence is starting to come back.
Heidi Larson heads the Vaccine Confidence Project at the London School of Tropical Medicine. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.